In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, Holy Mother Church is calling us to contemplate Christ crucified during these 2 weeks of Passiontide. He is the object of all her love and of all her sadness. But our Mother asks us something more than just compassion and tears. She would have us profit by the lessons we are to be taught by the passion and death of our Redeemer. He himself, when going up to the hill of Calvary, said to the holy women who had the courage to show their compassion even in front of his executioners, "Weep not over me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." It was not that he refused the tribute of their tears, for he was pleased with this proof of their affection. But it was his love for them that made him say this, because he desired, above all, to see them appreciate the importance of what they were witnessing and to learn from it how inexorable is the justice of God against sin. The pervading prayers and rites of these next 2 weeks is of profound grief at seeing the just one persecuted by his enemies to death, and an energetic indignation against the criminals who put him to death. The formulas expressive of these two feelings are for the most part taken from David and the prophets. Here it is our Savior himself disclosing to us the anguish of his soul. There it is the church pronouncing the most terrible anathemas upon the executioners of Jesus. The chastisement that will befall the Jewish nation is prophesied in all its frightful details, and on the last 3 days, we shall hear the prophet Jeremiah uttering his lamentations over the faithless city. The church does not aim at exciting idle sentiment, however. What she principally seeks is to impress the hearts of her children with a salutary fear. If Jerusalem's crime strikes them with horror, and if they feel that they have partaken in her sin, their tears and ours will flow in abundance. The church knows how hard the heart of man is, and how to make him resolve on a more thorough conversion, he must be made to fear. For this reason, she puts before us those awful imprecations which the prophets, speaking in the person of Christ, pronounced against them that put our Lord to death. These prophetic anathemas were literally fulfilled against the Jews who were responsible for our Lord's death. And they teach us what the Christian also must expect if, as the apostle so forcibly expresses it, we again crucify the Son of God. For if by our sins we have made ourselves guilty of the death of the Son of God, it is equally true that the blood which flowed from his sacred wounds has the power to cleanse us from the guilt of our crime. The justice of our Heavenly Father cannot be appeased save by the shedding of this precious blood. And the mercy of this same Father cannot be appeased save by the cruelty. The justice of our Heavenly Father cannot be appeased save by the shedding of this precious blood. And the mercy of this same Father wills that it be spent for our ransom. The cruelty of our Lord's executioners has made 5 wounds in his sacred body. And from these 5 sources of salvation, which purify the world and restore within each of us the image of God which sin had destroyed. Listen to the apostle, St. Paul. You are bought at a great price. And what is this price? The prince of the apostles explains it. Know, he said, that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb unspotted and undefiled. If he shed his blood for us, he willed to do so upon no other instrument than the cross. Our deepest veneration must now be directed to the cross, the altar upon which our incomparable victim is immolated. Twice during the course of the year, on the feasts of the finding of the Holy Cross and the exaltation of the Holy Cross, this sacred wood will be offered to us that we may honor it as the trophy of our Lord's victory. But now it speaks to us of his sufferings. It brings with it no other idea but that of his humiliation. Passiontide, these next 2 weeks, Passiontide fixes our eyes on the Mother of God, no less than her divine Son. Let us now, by our prayer and sacrifices, console the Blessed Mother, who suffered an anguish that no other heart could feel, because no other creature could love him as she did. The heart of this mother was pierced through with a sword of sorrow. So let us draw close to her when her son, a few moments before his death, shall consign us to her fond care. Let us, therefore, love God, says St. John, because God loved us first. This is the end the Church proposes to us by the celebration of these solemn anniversaries. We owe this return to him who made himself a victim for our sake, and who, up to the very last moment, instead of pronouncing against us the curse which we deserved, prayed and obtained for us mercy and grace. And he is one day to reappear on the clouds of heaven, and as the prophet says, men shall look upon him whom they have pierced. May God grant us, therefore, to be of the number of those who, having made amends by their love for the crimes they have committed against the divine Lamb, will then find confidence in the sight of those wounds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.